First reading today is from Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 4. This can be found on page 670 of the Hebrew Scripture, located in the front part of the Bible. There is my servant, whom I am whole, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice, or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and dimly burned wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the world, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. The second reading is from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. This can be found on page 241 of the New Testament, located in the back part of the Bible. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us.
And our gospel reading comes to us from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, starting with the 11th verse. You may find it on page 94 of your pew Bibles. This reading comes as a part of Jesus' talk in the night with Nicodemus. Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen. Yet you do not receive our testimony. If I told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send a Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they do not believe in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light of the world has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.